This is the fakeologist speaking. We have an old friend coming into the live stream now. And he just came in. Uninstall Media is back. Welcome, Uninstall Media, to the live stream.
Welcome, Ab, to the live stream. Yes,
you made it. You made it back. You made it back. You didn't pass the initial test to get in. And I tried to get you in, but we did. Yeah, anyone that comes into this Discord has to go through a verification process of their voice. That's the only way I can.
I see. That's what it is.
Anyone who cares to read the automated message when you join, I would say 1 in 20 people read the message and join. The others can't read or don't want to verify. I don't.
One in 33, perhaps.
Yeah, yes. You are back. How many times did you leave and come back?
Probably 6 or 7.
I want to know if you're in the Hall of Fame. Because Gaia, you remember Gaia?
Yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah, I remember that guy.
Gaia just came back for the 8th time, and he just left today.
Well, you know, I mean.
Because he didn't get his way within 2 minutes like a toddler and then stormed out before I could even reply to him, so.
Is this being recorded, by the way? Is this being recorded?
This is being recorded. It's being equalized and broadcast to the world.
Okay.
As you know, the live stream. We're live.
Fucking thing sucks. We'll do it live.
This is the most advanced audio processing servers that you're on right now, thanks to Velocet. I will continue to blow smoke up his anal orifice. Because he's really working hard.
Oh, is he your producer now or what?
He has been for a while. He liked what I was doing. He liked my bootstrap software system that I have, where I literally patch all kinds of different software together to make this platform, including Discord. I'll give Discord most of the credit. But he saw an opportunity to expand and refine it. So he sold me a little, and I'm saying all this by way of anyone else who wants one of these things and his services. He is available to help. He sold me a small little NUC, which is a network user kit or user. It's a small little computer the size of a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, sure. And, like a Raspberry Pi or some shit like that.
Yeah, I think it's called a NUC, N-U-C, network.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know what it stands for. But whatever it is, it's a fully fledged headless computer. So what we have on that is audio processing. And so we take all the different levels of voices and make them into a nice uniform level so you don't have to rock your volume switch on the radio all day long, which is, you know, it's so annoying if you love audio.
Oh, yeah, sure, dude. Yeah, that's sick. That's awesome. Yeah, that's what you need if you're doing this kind of broadcasting. That's exactly what you need.
I knew you'd appreciate it. And to boot, I had a nice little voice over IP phone system that I was using. And so he's figured out a way to integrate some phone numbers into this mix. So you could technically call in to this audio chat right now.
With myself?
Yes, you could. And I'd be able to hear you, and you'd be able to hear me.
So, that's some newfangled shit right there.
I know. No, there's no other server. No one else is doing that I know of. So it's very, very, very good. Very fantastic.
Velocet's, I've enjoyed chatting with Velocet briefly in the past. He's the man, dude. He knows what he's doing.
Well, he comes from a radio background, and he has a computer background, and he has a passion for both, and he put them together. I'm similar, but I don't have quite the technology skills he does, because I never worked in radio, but he did as a technical producer. So he's able to, he knows what's out there. I don't even know what's out there because I don't work in that business.
I don't either. Yeah, I'm so far behind on the technology.
And I think the quality of the program is testifies to that. Really does.
Whoa, your sound just changed completely. Did you go from a headphone to a...
There's your technical background. Here at the Big Wilder Show. What if we can come back?
I'm not sure if anyone else would have heard
that. I got a lot of call here. Hold on a sec.
Oh, yeah, you're breaking up. Yeah.
Hold on a sec.
He's switching devices, folks. He's all over the map.
Sorry, I lost the call. Somebody called in to my regular thing and knocked my Bluetooth out, and I didn't hear anything you said. Can you start over?
Oh, I was just saying, that's great. Whoever called in should join this chat right now.
No, it's a business call that came in on my other line.
Sorry.
I didn't even... Yeah, it's annoying. Discord, actually, even though it's a multi-million dollar company, probably controlled by the CIA, when somebody calls in on your phone, it knocks off the Bluetooth and doesn't put it back. So there's some basic garbage technology, and they won't fix that. I've been whining about it for years.
Yeah, luckily no one calls me ever, so that's good. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You don't have any... Are you back in America?
Except for spam. Yes, I am in the United States.
So you're a cheesehead, I think, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
You do a wicked James Fetzer.
Used to. I don't know if I could do it right now, but used to.
Well, do you have Parkinson's disease and severe shaking? Because I think that's where he's at right now, the poor bastard.
Is he? Oh, damn. Yeah. That sucks.
And the dumb part about it is he insists on using video. So, you know, the guy's
got physical... He's got Parkinson's?
Yeah.
Now I just feel bad about taking piss on him.
Yeah, I think he's shaking away right now, but he keeps doing his show. Keeps blathering on about JFK was an inside job, and here's the proof.
Still banging on about that, huh?
No. Still banging on about it. I don't. But yeah, you did a wicked. Fetzer. Yeah, and we still have your bumper in rotation.
Oh, nice, nice, good. Yeah, it would take me a minute to like slide into the Fetzer.
Yeah,
I'd have to get warmed up a little bit.
Are you still on that breakaway server, the Hoaxbuster thingy? Is that still going?
No, I left that a couple years ago after Chris left us. I haven't been on there.
What's your take on Chris? Do you see any jiggery pokery there?
No, man. No. I considered him an online friend, somebody that I had talked to and had, you know, nice fun conversations with. But I'm not going to go into that realm of any jiggery pokery, as you say, whatever that means.
Well, wouldn't he want us to question everything?
I don't know, dude.
I think he would have. I like the guy, though, so you left that server.
Yeah, I mean, after he passed, there was nothing really happening there, for a while. But
But he wasn't even on the server, though. Was he?
No. Not really. I mean, he might have read it. As far as I mean, if it was his server, I would have to assume that he sort of read some of the stuff that was. But maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah. Because you did a show. I listened to a couple of your shows with English James back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They weren't too bad.
Well, thanks. That's a great compliment. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm not sure if they were exactly on the topics I like. I can't remember, honestly, but
no,
you guys had a bit of a rapport.
Definitely not on the topics you like. Totally different realm of conversation.
Yeah, and there was some overlap. I'm not saying it was completely alien to me, but it was okay. Oh, this is where we have a little break.
Oh, here we go. I'm on the edge.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
And we're back on Saturday, June 18th, 2022. This is the Fakeologist speaking, and I'm here with an old Fakeologist friend.
Old friend.
Yeah, yeah.
First time I talked to you was 2014, I want to say.
I know.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
I know. I'm getting old. Are you getting old?
I'm getting old, man. I'm old.
I know. I'm getting old, too.
I'll be 39 at the end of the month. So, yeah.
Oh, you're a puppy. So I missed your 33rd birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have got you something.
No, I think I was 33. Ring. I think I was 33 the first time I called you.
All right. Wow. You're so young. I just talked to one of my coworkers who was 28, and I thought, oh, my God, he's half my age. That's really very strange. Very strange to say.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. It's kind of wild talking to the younger generations. But you know what? I find sometimes we have more in common than I do with some of the peers of my age. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I've never had anything in common with anyone my age ever. Even at this age, I have nothing in common. It just keeps happening. Is that because of my age or my personality, I think? I have a funny feeling I'm going to have nothing in common with my fellow 75-year-old either, if I make it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an age problem.
It's something, yeah. Wow. Is anyone else going to join, or what's going on here? We're just hanging
well,
out.
Well, actually, this is the busiest day of the week on the Fakeologist audio chat. It goes hot and cold.
I thought so. I thought Saturday would be pretty busy. I thought we'd hear some more voices.
Yeah, hold on, I just lost the damn thing again. This guy won't stop calling me. You still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, the server goes hot and cold. The Rick and Rollo show has been going on since 5 a.m. this morning. So we had 2 hours of Rick and Rollo. Then we rolled into another show with, who was on? That was me and Living Man for 2 hours. And then 2 hours after that, I kind of bowed out because we had Frank the Salt Guy come on and talk to Mism. So there's been a lot of talking. Today,
God,
actually.
That sounds boring as fuck. Sorry.
Well, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. Rick is always a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Rollo's always drunk.
Yeah, Rick, you know, I had some good chats with Rick back in the day, yeah. A couple years ago. We had some good times.
Yeah, Rick is great. Rollo's okay too when he's
the guy that worked on the Matrix film, right?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. He's pretty cool. So he's been on the show. And then Frank the Salt Guy is really a fakeologist stalwart. He's been around a long time, and he's a big fan.
And, stalwart, stalwart is the good. It's a good word. He's a stalwart. Yeah.
He's very warty. So I enjoy Frank.
Put an ounce of salt in the wart. Get rid of it.
And do you remember the name of his website?
Yes, how to take care of your penis or something like that, wasn't
that
it?
That's exactly it. So obviously you go there. I mean,
how could you forget such a classic name for a blog? How could you forget?
It really is fantastic.
How
isn't
could
it?
You take how to take care of your penis.wordpress.com or whatever?
That's right. It is. I think that's actually the right exact. That's exactly it.
You're welcome, Frank. You're welcome for the promo. You're welcome.
Okay, so you actually he would probably be grateful if you did a promo for him, but I don't think
I'm never going to do a promo for that. But yeah, I've talked to Frank.
I think you just did.
but it was
something sarcastic. Together.
It was sarcastic. I remember talking to Frank. We did an audio. I think it was 20. Frank talking about the new fake.
And,
I crossed paths with Frank on another platform, actually. That guy, Contrarius, which actually you had on.
Contrarius, is that Dave?
Yeah.
Dave Eager? Igor?
Yeah. Yep, that guy.
Where'd he go? Him and Connie. Is he still married to Connie, or is she fly the coop?
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't kept up with him for years.
Is it windy? Austin, it's been so windy here for the last 24 to 48 hours. It's crazy.
No, it's all right here. We're not getting... But yeah, I hear it on your end.
Yeah, we've had very high winds for at least 24 hours. Very strange. I guess there's a front that will not go away.
No tornadoes? Tornadoes up there?
No, not really. Sometimes we do get microbursts. We did. I think we had a tornado a couple weeks ago. Not in Toronto, but north. Just north of the city. I don't think anything is... touchdown ever in Toronto. I guess the concrete keeps them away. But north of the city, yes, we do have tornadoes. Not big ones, but we do have them.
Okay, so they have tornadoes in Canada. I was wondering about that. I never knew about Canada, but I guess you do.
Yeah, well, that's because the ones you guys have in Oklahoma and Kansas are legendary. Those are big ones. We don't have those. Our tornadoes touch down for minutes, if not seconds.
Myself personally, but yeah, tornadoes are real. I can confirm.
What about Wisconsin?
Yeah.
No, I do. Are you gonna open the door?
No, I
do. Oh, I need the door, but I gotta go. Get my opening, right? Oh, you're done. Okay. I'm gonna open it.
Well, I'm gonna open it.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that uninstall.
Oh, yeah. A brief intermission. That's cool. Yes. Hello.
All right. Are you still there uninstall?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Sorry. My Bluetooth was acting up a little bit there. but that's okay. You still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, my Bluetooth cut out there. Yeah. So where was I? So yeah,
we were talking about tornadoes.
Right, tornadoes. Yeah, they're real. So yeah, we don't have big ones. They last only seconds. But we don't have any that will take out really entire little cities like they do in Kansas and Oklahoma and Mississippi and all those tornado alleys. And, oh, yeah, I was going to ask if you have them in Wisconsin.
Yes, we do. I've experienced a couple tornadoes in my life. I'm almost 40. So a couple severe tornadoes. But nothing like Kansas or the southern states experienced.
Right.
I think the topography around here is not conducive to like devastating tornadoes, although they have happened occasionally in the past.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
So what's going on in the world of fakeology?
Well, it's been pretty
give me cool. An update. Give me an update. How's things going?
Things are going well, and the membership is got some good donation drives where people contribute their treasure. And
that's nice.
So that's been fun. Not the objective, of course, but it's been fun. Gives people an outlet. So we've had FakoTube since you've been gone. That's my video platform. That's why I solicited sponsorship, because that does cost real cash to run. And
yeah, so you're paying for that video streaming service.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy duty. I don't know if I'm getting the best deal, but we're doing that. Yeah, it costs real cash, and I've taken fake cash to pay for it on my last donation drive. So that's kind of funny. I'm taking Epic cash to pay for it, which is a cryptocurrency that may or may not be here in the next few months.
Oh, is that a new coin? Epic cash.
Yeah.
Haven't heard of that.
No, well, maybe you're going to. One day you might. So that's... We've been taking that. It'll be worth millions, according to the promoter.
Oh, for sure.
So right now, it's worth 70% of what it was 2 weeks ago. So we're already losing money. But we'll see. We'll see how things play out. You just have to be patient with some investments.
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that. I don't fuck with crypto at all.
Well, I just put in my I just put my gambling money in there. And now that's my casino money. So
I wanna say something to the listeners
right
now.
Go ahead.
Because you may have seen Gaia posting his audios of his Molly cast.
Yes. Is he messaging you right now?
No, but I just want to say, I want to let the listeners know that any audio you hear from me on the Molly cast was just a chat that me and Gaia were having on his server, whatever. And I authorized the use of my voice, right, to be... use further in any recording you would package. But I did not imagine the final product, what it would be.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, you know. And he made the Molly cast. So it's not like I'm involved with it. You know what I mean?
Having a relationship with Gaia?
No, it was just like we were talking, and then he takes my vocal samples and throws it in this crazy mix of like European club music. So,
well, it's funny you bring that up, because Gaia, he put a link to that cast in the server, and then I think the moderator of this server, which is not me, moved it or deleted it, and that brought up all kinds of bad feelings all over again.
Apparently he left.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. He left again because I didn't react to his message to me in 60 seconds or less. So I think that's what happened.
Yeah, it's funny stuff. But I just thought it was funny. Like, he made all these graphics and shit for his podcast. It was like featuring Uninstall Media. I'm like, dude, we just had a chat. We were just talking. And then you took my audio clips, whatever. Fine. I'm cool with that. It's like, I'm not a part of that. You know what I mean?
You're not a part of the Mollycast per se. You were just an accidental tourist who got
pretty much dragged
in, and now you're famous.
No, that's the thing, is it's not at all. But
maybe you'll have to go join his server and leave immediately. Would that help?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm already joined.
Maybe you're already left.
No, I'm still there. I'm still there.
No, maybe you got booted.
No, no. I actually talk to Gaia on a regular basis, sort of.
Oh, you're a Gaia fan.
I wouldn't.
Can you hold the line? I just have to make a quick minute here. Can you hold on?
Sure, sure.
Go for an intermezzo. Let me see how to mute myself here. This is the worst software ever, Discord, to do stuff. It's such a piece of crap. No idea. For a $1 billion company, I can't remember how to mute the audio. Jesus.
Click the microphone.
No, there's a button to mute the audio and the in and the out, but it's missing. It's missing half the time. It's so stupid. So you go to one screen, it's not there. Then you try and go to another screen, and it's not there again. So they keep, I don't know, maybe they just updated the software yesterday and it screwed it. So screwed the pooch. So
yeah.
I think it's more likely they changed everything again.
They're always screwing the pooch.
Oh. Okay, hold on.
All right. Well, he's muted. Am I muted? Sure, I'm muted. I think I'm still live. So, yeah, anyway, to all the listeners out there. Oh. What is happening? You're still here. All right. I guess we're live. Patiently awaiting Ab. It's a shame nobody else is joining the chat right now. It'd be nice to hear some voices. What are y'all doing? What's going on? Let me put a thing in thing at y'all. What's the proper channel? Think tank? Off air chat rooms? No. Wow, there's very few channels here at the think tank. Oh, you can't everyone. At everyone. That's a shame. At everyone. There's at notify. What does that mean? Let's go. Oh, hey, Adam.
I'm back. Right. The guy that called me 8 times, now he's not answering his phone. So if he calls me back, I will refuse to answer his calls out of vengeance.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
After the break, Rick and Roll.
Top of the hour.
I need dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need dollar, 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 that's what I need.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Come on, share your dollar with me. Go ahead, share your dollar with me. Come on, share your dollar
with me. Well,
I didn't cut that one.
Do you accept Dogecoin?
No, that's the only coin we don't take. Why? You got all, let me guess. You got a whole basket of them.
I got a fucking bushel of Dogecoins, bro.
I knew it. Well, you better call Elon. He'll give you some. He'll take care of you. Won't he? Isn't he into Doge?
I don't know. I was looking for the right text channel to add everyone. Can you do that on here? Can I add everyone? To say like,
under, yeah. We only have a couple text channels left. One is the drama one.
Oh, yeah. See, I would not click on that, but.
You go into the drama channel.
Let's see.
I think what happened was, see, Gaia, we only have two text channels left. And he put his spam in the think tank channel, which we are trying to keep serious. Immediately violated the rules, I think, when he could have put his thing into drama.
Well, it used to be that you could just at everyone, you know what I mean? But I can't do that on this server. It's not working.
Oh, well, see, Velaset
I can try.
Velaset has put his stamp on all aspects of the site, and he is the one that controls the permissions on Discord, so there's a great chance that he blocks that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably for the best.
It is a form of spam.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was just saying, like, get some other people on here.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, you could. I guess I could. If I'm not enough talky for you.
No.
I'll do it.
We could go for like another hour. So
wait, do you see a make a date? Do you see the make a date form?
I do. Yes.
Okay, put it in there.
Let's see. Let me try.
The last person to put something there is your old buddy Gaia.
Yeah, because I feel like Discord used to, you could just at everyone in the channel, but I guess that the
you can.
The administrator regulates how that works. But
well, try it. I don't know if you can or not. Try it.
Let's try it.
Should work.
Okay, I posted it. I did it.
Yeah, I don't know how many members we got today. Our server's been nuked a couple times, so we always restart. I think this is the third version, version 3. It's hard to keep track.
What happened there was just Discord, like, nuked you because of some things that were said? Or,
well, how can you never know? It could be our competition just said there's child porn on the site, and then they would just nuke it. They don't tell you why they do it. It could be anything. It could be anyone. Competition could report us. They don't like our popularity. I don't know. You don't know. You don't know. They don't tell you. They just said you violated terms of service.
It's probably malicious. Maybe part of your competition. I don't know what your competition is.
Well,
do you even have a competition?
There's no competition, really. They're weak, pale imitations of the original. For sure. we've had many pod children. Some leave the fold in a better mindset than others. Some stomp away. So I really can't tell you what happened. But we are actively working, or Velocet is actively working, on an alternative platform that will be unnukable. So,
Like podcasting 2.0 or some shit like
that? No, there's another open source service called Matrix, which looks a lot like Discord. But it's anyone can host it themselves. So the only thing we like about Discord is the ability to play music.
The Rick and Roll.
Hello. Hold on. This dummy's calling me.
All right. Alrighty then. Well, Ab is busy on a call with some dummy that's calling him. Not me. Other dummy. And everyone in the live chat, why is nobody responding? You'd think there'd be like at least one person that wanted to join. That's not happening. Play the Jeopardy theme song. Do 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 do.
I'm back.
All right, there we go.
All right. We're back. We're back in the saddle. Hey yo.
I was just singing the Jeopardy theme song.
Waiting. Oh yeah. Anyway, so where did we leave off? I got about 45 more minutes, just so you know.
Where did we leave off? I can't remember, honestly. We were talking about something. I don't know.
We were talking about something. Before the next break comes on.
Yeah, before the next break, I was asking you how the server's going. How's things going? You're doing weekly audio?
I do a broadcast. I have two audio streams, FAK and FAC. FAK is my main show, and since COVID, I've been doing it about four or five times a week. And mainly, I just want to talk about the Great Reset vaccines, because even though it doesn't seem like it's fakeology, because it's all based on one central fake story, I figured, well, then every story that goes along with it is also fake. So it's really the biggest fakery topic of all time. So again, because I post, it almost seems like the blog is obsessed with the clot shot now. But because it's all based on a lie, I figure I do have poetic license to take the blog and take it in that direction. What do you think?
That's interesting. Yeah, I was talking to one of my coworkers recently, and she's an older woman, maybe in her mid to late 50s, and she said that she knows 9 people that died from COVID.
Yeah. Did they get the shot?
I don't know if they got the shot or not, but I was like, wow. Well, there were probably older people, and who knows why they died. I don't know why they died. But it's just kind of like, oh, yeah, if you're old and it's during the quote-unquote COVID times, you died of COVID. That's how they're...
Yeah, they've really taken advantage of the simplicity and stupidity of people, don't you think?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't actually talked to you since the whole
Yeah,
Ontario. It's been a while. But yeah,
no, I know.
It's crazy, man.
Well, I did reach out to you a couple of times. You said you didn't want to talk. Let's be fair on that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, that's fine. Nobody has to always talk. So, yeah, so that's what I've sort of shifted gears towards. So FAK is up to 555 shows. Well, it did start as Wake Up with Ab in 2012. So it's morphed into this discussion about COVID, vaccines, death and destruction, Great Reset.
I think my first chat with you was FAK 247, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you go way back.
Yeah, man. It was like 2014, 2015.
We were up to 247 in 2014. That seems a little high. I think we were in the
It might have been 147.
It might have been 47.
I can't remember, honestly. It was 47 something.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a 4 and a 7.
That was a good episode, though. I'd recommend the newbies to go listen to that.
I recommend any episode with Uninstall Media. Just go to fakeologist.com and search Uninstall Media.
It was 147, yes. Or of that 47.
Already found it?
No, I just remember 47.
Okay.
Let me Google it real quick.
We say pre-search here. We don't say Google anymore.
Research?
Pre-search.org is a Canadian search engine that I highly recommend.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to do things decentralized, I believe. I'm not sure how they're making out. I think they're going to try and do something like blockchain, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're doing. Are you still there?
Yep. I'm here. Research. Cool. Well, nobody else is joining. Are you having...
Hey, what?
All the typical drama. Has Dave been around?
Hold on. I don't know why. Just having nothing but technical shit going on tonight. This is how I know. Remember we were talking about contact tracing over the last 2 years ago? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And my comment back then was, because Bluetooth was going to be the central way to do contact tracing, I knew for sure it wouldn't work because I can't get Bluetooth working on my car. So there's no way it's going to work when they're trying to keep track of who goes beside who. It's just not going to work. And even now, I'm having a hell of a time connecting the Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bluetooth is like...
I have two Bluetooth things right now that are fighting with each other. And when... it's comical. It's comical how they're like fighting children. Like one will grab the connection and then a minute later, the other one will take it away from it. And there's just no rhyme or reason. They'll just start fighting over the connection.
Sounds like you have one too many.
Well, I got a couple. The car, all cars come with Bluetooth. And the car ones are so powerful that if you, like, I don't know if you have a newer car, but if you touch a car, it wakes up the electronics, including the Bluetooth. So yeah, even if you don't start the car, the Bluetooth in the car will take it from whatever your phone is connected to. And you won't even know. You'll just be talking. You walk by the car, you'll touch it. You'll wake it up. The car will take the Bluetooth away right out of your ear. And then the person you're talking to will be in the car. And you're not even in the car.
Damn, dude. that's wild. Yeah.
My point is Bluetooth is open source software to connect. And it's so buggy. It's so unreliable. There's no way you could run a contact tracing system using Bluetooth. It wouldn't work. Even if you wanted it to work, it's not going to work.
No way. I mean, I can only use Bluetooth if I'm in like immediate proximity to the speaker.
Yeah. Well, I can connect to Bluetooth from 80 feet away. It will connect.
Yeah, I only use Bluetooth to connect my phone to a speaker, but that's about it.
Yeah.
The
idea was contact tracing. Anyone within your Bluetooth range would register on your phone, and they would create a log, and you'd have this database of intertwined Bluetooth. So, like, when I drive my car, there's at least 5 Bluetooths at every red light, and your phone can see them, and you could technically connect to them, but they'd have to accept the connection at their end. So the point, it would be a nightmare trying to track everyone's Bluetooth that you're around. It would be impossible. So.
Yeah, that's pie in the sky stuff. That's ridiculous.
It'll never happen.
No. Yeah.
Not gonna happen, man. Actually, I think you're on a Wi-Fi connection. Your connection is a little. I thought it was my end, but now that I'm moving, I think it's your end.
Yeah,
you've got some.
Yep,
connectivity issues.
Probably, yeah, for sure. Yep.
All right. So let's talk more about Uninstall Media. You went to Europe. What were you doing over there? Did you meet a girl?
I was living in England, yes, and I worked there for a couple years, and then I came back to America because America fucking rules. America's the best. That's okay. Why I'm back.
Do you mean that? Or are you being sarcastic?
I'm being sarcastic. You can't pick that up. You can't.
Well, is England? Maybe England sucks. I don't know.
England does suck. It really sucks.
After the break, we'll find out if England sucks.
I'm Del Qua.
I'm Ashika.
Dave Jr. Cody from Memphis.
Silver Bay.
Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
That's a classic drop. Shout out Del Qua. Love Del Qua. Miss that guy. He's awesome.
Yeah. Why doesn't he come back? You know, he's come back to this server about 5 times, never once verified, never once completed the registration process. I think he was just here to look at text channels. Little does he know that we don't do text channels here, really. So don't bother coming back if you're looking for text.
Del Qua, we miss you. You're a legend.
Yeah. If outside radio, not IE.
Yeah, outside radio, man. That was so good.
Yeah.
That was great stuff. Yeah. Del Qua.
Yeah. Yeah, come back. Ever since Rolo went over there, he hasn't been the same. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah, I guess. Yep.
Rolo did something to him, and now he doesn't talk. Maybe Rolo took his tongue out.
Sorry, that's hilarious.
You like that?
I think that experience kind of traumatized him in a way, but
yeah. That's why I told Rolo, never come to Toronto. I will not meet with you. He keeps threatening to come visit. I said, don't bother.
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that.
No, I like to keep everyone a mystery. Let's just
you're a family man, you know. You're a family man. You don't need that in your life. You don't need that guy.
No. Although everyone in my family knows who Rolo is.
Oh.
I've used him as an example of abusing substances.
Of what not to do, yeah.
Yeah, I said
he's listening to this right now, just loving it.
Maybe, yeah.
Rolo, if you're here, come on the air.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's 9 a.m. in his neck of the woods, so he should be pouring his first drink right now. Or he might be, I think he does a daily run for his 2 bottles of vodka. I don't think he keeps a big stock of it, so I think he makes it his daily run, his liquor run.
Damn. That's a lot. That's a lot of liquor.
And the thing is, alcohol is heavily taxed in Australia, as it is here. So whatever you pay for vodka is probably triple in Australia, because it's all tax.
Yeah, Australia is crazy. Their prices are... like a pack of cigarettes is like $25.
Yeah, but the reason why is with public health care, you get a lung patient from smoking, you got to make them pay for it. I have no problem with it, actually. So he'll get, the smokers will be the ones that get the lung cancers and the emphysemas. So they're paying for their own medical by way of tax. So personally, I'm fine with it.
I guess that's one way to look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a few good times with him, you know, drinking on air. We had some, yeah, he's a wild card. He's a wild card, for sure. I think you tolerated him better than I ever could. On air.
No, I've had to put him in the timeout room a couple of times. He's good for testing out discipline features. I don't mind. Discord started a new feature called Timeout, which is great. Because
oh, really?
When I was raising children, you weren't supposed to hit them or beat them. You put them in a timeout. And so what you did is you made them go sit in a corner, which actually is worse than hitting them.
Yeah, yeah. Or they go sit on the stairs, something like that.
Yeah, they go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But we never hit our children. But we did time out. We did time out one of them, but we only had to time her out a couple times, and then she was straight. It was not an issue. But now that she's older, I might have to start timing her out again when she spends too much money.
You know, something I appreciate as I get older is just like basic social decorum of being like, you open the door for somebody, you hold the door for somebody, you say thank you, things like that.
Yeah.
Those things are very nice.
Yeah.
You know, in this crazy world where we're bombarded with all kinds of crap, little things like that really make a difference, I think.
Well, I always thank someone for letting me into traffic.
Yeah, you give a little wave, you know, two fingers or whatever.
Yeah, I give them a wave if they let me in, and I give them the finger if they don't let me in. I always communicate. I always use my hands, hand signs, hand signals.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
If you didn't catch it, I interviewed a blind teenager on last Wednesday's show. You might not want to catch it. He's a real truther. His dad's a truther. He's a truther. It's really good. He's quite blind, which is really sad, but he doesn't seem to be too aggravated by it because I think he's been blind his whole life. So you might like that. And he sang a song. That's how Fakeologist has evolved.
Really?
And I got a lot of great feedback.
No, I haven't.
On the show, mainly from his parents, but that's fine. I'm glad that they thought I treated him fairly. So you might want to catch that. FAK554.
554? Yeah, I'll check that out. That sounds interesting.
And we do stream it to FakoTube. So you can catch it on FakoTube as well. And it's not on YouTube because I have to delete everything on YouTube as fast as it goes up because they'll just strike the channel. I'm on a watch list. And I have left YouTube videos up by accident. And by the morning, I usually get a strike on the channel. So.
Really?
I don't know why. I'm pretty.
You're waiting in dangerous waters, my friend. You're waiting in dangerous waters.
Nah, it's just. I think I just speak negatively of the vaccine. That's all it is.
Oh,
they really have no tolerance for those that call it out for what it is, which, of course, is poison.
Well, I will say this. Everyone I know who's gotten the vaccine has gotten sick, consequently.
Everyone?
Yes.
And what flavor? Is it all Pfizer or is it Moderna or what?
I don't know. Actually, the one guy I know who got the J&J, he didn't get sick later, but several other people I know who got the jab, I'm not sure what flavor they got, but they got sick afterwards.
I think that J&J has been withdrawn from the market. I think that one, even though it was one and done, I think they took it off. They got some really bad bad reactions. And then I really, really like Steve Kirsch, even though he will not acknowledge the fact that viruses are not the cause of illness, but it's okay. He's fighting hard against the quaxines. And he was saying that, he interviewed one guy, Toby somebody, a doctor, and one of them said that the Moderna has 5 times the dose of whatever the hell is in there, that whatever the magic thing is in their mRNA or whatever imaginary thing does the damage. He says that's 5 times the quantity that Pfizer does.
Jesus.
And I don't know if that's true or not, but I think Moderna's going to go away as well, and they're just going to be left with Pfizer, which I think is just a money laundering company
of some sort. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't even keep up with this vaccine shit. Like, I really don't pay. I haven't gotten one, obviously. I don't plan on ever getting one. It's just like, it's not in my world at all. I just hear people talk about it. You know what I mean? So.
Well, have you done any informal surveys of your immediate people around you as to the death and destruction? You say everyone's been sick. Has anyone died? Or I think you said, did somebody die? Did you say that earlier?
Oh, one of my coworkers said that she knows 9 people that died of COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
But they were probably elderly people and, you know, maybe already had some pre-existing health problems. So who knows why they died?
I still think country by country, I don't know that many people. I know some people that were sick and injured, but I still theorize that Americans have been targeted the most. I think you guys got more hot shots than most other countries. But I don't know if that's true, but I just have that impression.
I think that's probably true. I mean, I think the propaganda here was more intense than anywhere else. But I understand.
Well, it's very intense here. We just got rid of masks off public transit last week. I guarantee you guys were way ahead of us on that.
That's true. Actually, Canada might be more intense than the U.S. with the propaganda.
I guarantee we are. But you don't get our propaganda. We get yours. You don't get ours.
Yeah, our mask mandate expired. Here in Wisconsin, our mask mandate expired last year in March. I think it was
for everything?
Yeah, the mask mandate dropped.
Including public transit and hospitals and old age centers?
I don't know about hospitals, but everywhere else. Yeah, most workplaces, public transit, businesses, every drop the mandate.
So you went about a year. We went 2 years or a year and a half. Because I don't know when they came in. Because I think ours came in our workplace in September 2020. So we just got rid of ours in our workplace last month. So that's a year and a half. I still go to a couple workplaces where they have the masks. A couple warehouses I go to. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's weird to me now when I see someone like at work wearing a mask, like I assume that they've been exposed to somebody who had COVID or something like that, who tested positive or whatever. Because I'm like, you know, why would you be wearing a mask? There's nobody else wearing a mask. Why are you wearing a
mask? Well, I find younger people and older people wearing masks at the two fringes.
Yeah.
They really want young people wearing the mask because they really want to get them in this idea that they have to change the world and everything we have now. They really want to separate them from it. So they really need them symbolizing change, and the mask is a symbol of change. Older people are just afraid to die, and they figure they got to wear the mask because they're closer to death anyway. So they figure, well, I want a couple extra years, so I'll just wear it, even though you can't breathe in it. And they're also the most mind controlled because they've been under television mind control their whole lives. They've never once tried to break the spell. Whereas guys my age, now some of us are not as deep into the television mind control because we got exposed to the internet when we were younger. So we got a little internet where we dabbled and couldn't. And so I that's how I explain my age group. Because I was there when the internet started and I was there at the beginning. Not everyone was, though, my age. A lot of people waited till Facebook and YouTube came along. That was a big wave of people coming into the internet. And subsequently, that's why those people think that YouTube and Facebook are the internet. They don't even know what a website is. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why Facebook and YouTube are so successful, because they brought new people into the internet. So they were born into Facebook and YouTube. They don't know anything else. But yeah. I know better. I was on Classmates. Yeah. I was on Classmates when Classmates started, and I desperately was waiting for the cute girls to join from my class because I wanted to see if they turned into big fat pigs so I wouldn't feel so bad about not dating them. But none of them joined. Nobody would join Classmates. I thought, and then all of a sudden Facebook came along and I thought, this is Classmates. Like, Classmates is still going and they really haven't changed a damn thing, which makes me really curious. So Facebook got going and then Facebook obviously took over. And then, but I refused to use my real name and everything on Facebook. So I never actually looked up too many of my, old classmates back when it came on. But I'm sure they're all on there now and I could probably see what they look like. But my point is that Facebook pass Classmates? Classmates was doing this for years before Facebook.
Sure, sure. I've never even heard of Classmates. I knew about MySpace. But yeah, I was reminded. I remembered back in like 2006, I want to say. Yeah, it was 2006. I was a cashier at a grocery store. And one of our regular customers, she was a young girl, university student. And she told me about Facebook. And she said it's like a yearbook online. I was like, oh, I've never heard of that. But she told me about it. So that was funny. And just to see how it's gone, you know.
Wow. Completely. The reason Classmates didn't take off is you had to pay if you want to see more than so many people. I think you could see 5 people in your class. If you want to see the whole list, including the cute girls, you had to pay. And I was not going to pay for that. So that's where they went wrong. And of course, Facebook, probably because it was subsidized by InQtel and the CIA, they made it and it keeps it free. And I guarantee they must lose a ton of money. They probably lose a ton of money, but they're just data gathering all day long. So it's just an intelligence gathering operation. And it's probably pretty successful at that.
Feeding the AI. It's feeding the AI is what that's doing. All that stuff.
But that's how they got big. You give your service away, you're going to get everyone on there eventually. Yeah, so that's what we talk about, vaccine damage and COVIDs. And, you know, I said back 2 years ago, the next 10 years, you just have to stay alive. That's your mission.
They guided me with psyops.
Psychological operations.
They guided me with psyops. They weaponized psychology. Yeah. Hey.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Media Bear just nailed the production on that. That's one of his best.
Oh, nice. That was a listener contribution?
No, there's a YouTube guy called PsyOps. Or sorry, called Media Bear. And he was on my show, actually. He's got a lot of those. And he says he doesn't take the music. He actually uses instrument. I don't know. He doesn't steal the exact track. He plays the track.
Right, right.
On instruments.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, that's cool. That's nice.
I don't know how he does it. So he sings. He puts his own words on there, and they fit perfectly. That was his best, actually. PsyOps.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
That's so, so good.
Cool. So you got some very creative contributors participating. Yeah, that's fun.
Well, no, we just ripped that off for a bumper. He has his own station thingy.
Oh, you ripped that off? Oh, so he's not even
here. just No, that he was a guest. We did have him on, but we just took his song and made it a bumper. But that's his own. He has his own YouTube channel, Media Bear.
Media Bear, is that? Oh, so is that like one of those Owen Benjamin references? Is he like an Owen Benjamin guy? You know who that is?
No. He's his own person. Him and his wife have a channel. I think he calls it Clown World or something. I don't know. He's always dressed up as a clown. I think it's Media Bear. Now you got me worried. Yeah, it's Media Bear.
I have
no
idea.
You can find him on YouTube.
No idea.
He hasn't been thrown off.
Well, that's good.
Are you interested in EGI?
Am I interested? No, I think we've been over this. I think we went over this in like 2016 when I talked to Unreal.
Yeah, probably. I was just watching Michelle. She was breaking down Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais is definitely a woman.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that at all. I'm not interested in EGI whatsoever. Nope, not interested.
Do you have pieces of cheese around Wisconsin in rainbow colors at this month? I can just imagine there must be everywhere in Wisconsin, the rainbow flag.
Rainbow cheese? No, we don't have rainbow cheese. Yeah, no, we don't have that. There's only a few gay people where I live.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't have rainbow flags everywhere.
No, I honestly, well, I don't see very many, not as much as compared to if I went to, like, say, Madison. Not a lot of gay flags around.
This is Jim Fetzer.
Hey, what? Who's that? Is that you?
That's me. That's my impression.
This is Jim Fetzer.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I was just trying to think of what else he says. What else does he say? I haven't listened to him in a while.
I haven't listened to him in years. I can't stand
the sound. I know, me neither. No, I know. I like some of his guests. At the years, he had some great guests, actually. And I never heard from a lot of them again. He's only on his show.
Yeah, he gets some weird ones. He really gets some out there, like, obscure people. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he's some really... Every now and then, he'd hit a home run with a guest. I thought, oh, this guy's so interesting. I hope he doesn't start talking about JFK, because then Jim will never shut up.
Oh, man.
If I have to listen to his take on JFK one more time... I'll hang myself.
Did I ever tell you? I'm sure I told you that I went and saw Jim Fetzer live at a University of Wisconsin theater where he was doing an event with Kevin Barrett. You know Kevin Barrett?
Yeah, dynamic duo. Yeah,
the dynamic duo. Right. Yeah. So I saw them live in a theater at the University of Wisconsin, and this was probably 2004 or 5. I want to say.
Wow, you're a young puppy.
Yeah, they were talking about 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah, I just listened to a little bit of Kevin Barrett the other day because he had a guest on that I was interested in. And I can't listen to him either. He's just stuck.
He's
stuck 10 years ago, and he's always on a bad radio station with bad audio, and
yeah,
he can never get his archives. Come on, guys, get it together after all. Go buy a microphone. Don't piss me off.
Yeah, right? It's horrible audio. And he's a Muslim or a white Muslim, you know, middle-aged guy. It's like, what's more annoying than that? Yeah.
It's just, yeah, he's still going. I don't know. Somebody must be paying him.
It's funny, though, because when I mentioned that I used to work at a grocery store and the chick told me about Facebook, Kevin Barrett showed up at my counter at that very same store. And I recognized him. I said, oh, hey, you're Kevin Barrett. I've seen your stuff online. Like, oh, thank you.
But you should have said you suck and then see what he says.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, he's fun. Like Jim Fetzer. He goes on and on and on. On and on with his derailing. He's a guardrailer. He's a guardrailer. He keeps you in your lane. You're never going to get out of it.
Right. That's like Kevin Barrett stuff is like for like more woke than woke liberals who are sort of on the edge, but like also just dumb as fuck. I don't know. It's weird. Weird stuff, man. Weird stuff.
Were you able to get anyone? Are you on any other Discords right these days?
I look at Discord occasionally. I'm on a couple servers. But yeah.
I look at
the popularity contest podcast, which I must say they're lacking in content lately. Shout out Russ and Willows.
Well, Russ left this server recently and he cut off his donations, which we're grateful for his donations. He was a donor for a while. So Russ is out. He left here.
That'll happen. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Shout out to Russ because he was here a long time. I like him. He's got really dry humor, a little too dry for me. And Will Lewis left a long time ago. Both good guys.
Yeah. So I've had some fun on their server. And otherwise, I listened to a podcast called Cruising with Steak, which is just really, it's nothing profound. It's just a bunch of people that get together and talk shit on a Tuesday night. And it's very fun.
Do they record it?
Oh, yeah. They record it every week.
What is it called? Cruising with who?
Cruising with Steak.
Oh, you broke up. Cruising with what? Steak?
Cruising with Steak.
Cruising with Steak.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to those guys.
Well, where do you find it? Where do you find their podcast? Like, why do these people record it?
It's on all the apps. It's on Spotify. Somewhere, yeah.
Okay.
They're semi-affiliated with Grimerica somehow. I'm not sure, but
all right. I don't listen to Grimerica either.
I don't either. But Cruising with Steak is fun.
Well, tell me one reason I should go there.
Well, they basically talk about all the weird stuff in the conspiracy world and just laugh about it, which is fun.
Yeah. And do they talk about fakeologists?
No, I don't think they've ever mentioned fakeologists, but they talk about very similar things to what you talk about.
Okay. I'll drop a link in the live stream show notes and we'll grab it. See if I can find it. Cruising with Steak. Okay, I found it. 100 episodes. Okay, I found it. I'm going to listen to one.
I mean, it's just a lot of chatting and like inside baseball kind of inside joke stuff, but they touch on some funny stuff.
All right. I put it on my playlist. I'll listen to it tomorrow. I'll listen to that Silverstone Jew. That's the latest.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, listen to that. I mean, you'll get an impression. Yeah, I always felt like they kind of touched on similar things to what, you know, you and us have touched on over the years, but just from a whole different angle. That was kind of fun. Isn't it fun?
Yeah, I'm good. What else? Anything else I should listen to?
Nope, that's about it. I don't really listen to any podcasts or I mostly just listen to like comedy stuff nowadays.
Yeah, it's called Cruisin, as in Cruzin with yes. steak. And it said it's made by Grim Steak, as in yep. Grimericus.
Yeah, Grim Steak.
Do you listen to the No Agenda show still?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I still do. I'm stunned I still do what I do.
I listen to it. It's mostly just background noise for me at this point. Like when I'm driving from point A to point B, I'll throw that up. I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to it.
No, I do it closely. I'll post pieces of it. Every now and then, Adam really hits it hard. He knows what he's talking about. John is more, oh, that's not true. Oh, that can't be true. He blows a lot of it off, but They'll never go all the way. They'll never say that's an integrated capstone event. They'll never say it's totally staged. They'll never do that. And they always joke about the moon landing. I don't know why he has to be so coy about it. It's so stupid. He must have some kind of guardrail that he either has to obey or he sets for himself to keep the big donations rolling in. Because they make big money.
Yes.
Make no mistake. They are hauling it in.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're hauling it in because they don't go too far in one direction or the other.
Yeah.
They kind of keep it in the middle.
Yeah. Yes. That's why I'll never make money. Because I'll never haul it in because it's just so disingenuous. You cannot research what we're researching for more than 5 minutes without realizing what's going on.
Yeah, and it's a good dynamic between those two because Curry is the kook or whatever, and Morak is the buzzkill. So that's a good dynamic they have. But it's just kind of, I don't know, I get tired listening to it and I just skip through the donation segments. I don't want to, but They do bring out some good clips. They get some good clips from which I post. Yeah.
Yes. That's how I get my American news. I don't have any other source. So. And most of the clips I hear are clips that fly around Twitter and the social media. So it's not like they're really getting them themselves. Yeah, I hear a lot. Anytime there's a popular clip, I've already heard it.
I've heard you shout them out for a donation. I've heard them shout you out for a donation.
Yeah, well, I've given them. I'm a knight.
Oh, you are.
I am a knight. Yes, I am. I was knighted last year or this year.
Dude. I will always fondly remember calling into the Fred and what's his face show when you were live.
Yeah, that was great. That really validated me. That totally validated me.
That was no idea. That was so fun for me because I was in England at the time, actually listening to it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I was like,
that is so cool.
I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna call in this. It was so funny, man. Yeah.
You should have said you were from England at the time. I didn't know you were over there. That was great. No, that totally validated me.
Yeah.
Now, you know that now I still listen to the show for my Canadian content just so I know what normies think because I'm so out of touch. I don't live in the real world. And I'm completely blocked by their whole show. I'm blocked by their producer. I can't even. The only way I can read some of their stuff is I got to go through a private browser to get at them because they block me everywhere.
Damn. Oh, yeah. They probably.
I'm persona non grata. It's really crazy.
Yeah, I could tell. Like, I could tell you were not what they were expecting at all, and they were just like. All right, we got this guy on for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it was. And
I think I went most of the show. I think I
was it like an hour? Was it like an hour or more?
Well, the showers, the show's normally an hour and a half, an hour and a quarter. I had at least three segments, so maybe 40 minutes. I just thought I was on longer than most people. And I clipped, they kept talking about me for a week, and I clipped every reference to the show.
Nice.
And as they time went by and they got more negative feedback about me, they got more and more aggravated by every reference. And if anyone wants to find it, FAK161, and I labeled them 161 A, B, C, D, E, F, maybe you got the G. Listen to all that. They just, now I'm ghosted. So I thought it was really good. The only thing I was a little annoyed with is they really latched onto the EGI thing.
They did, yes. And, they were obsessed with that, yeah.
Yeah, so that... And, and Howard, I do like Howard. I respect him. He's a great broadcaster. He's really smart. He's really high-strung. He's really strung out. He's a dope head. He's a huge golf person. Now, I don't care about that. But he's in love with Tiger Woods. He would probably have sex with Tiger Woods if he could. And he probably could have sex with Tiger Woods because I'm convinced that Tiger Woods is a woman. And,
dude, you got to get back on the show. You got to get back on the show.
I'll never get on. But but Mr. E, who is one of my EGI heroes, I love the guy. I'm one of his patrons. He got sent the greatest female athlete of all time from the 50s. Someone sent him this person. I can't remember the person's name right now because it's a strange name. And that was a man who was dressed up as a woman and even made it to the Eisenhower White House. And this man dressed up as a woman was the top golfer of the day. So I sent it to Howard, who's a golfing fanatic. And I said, have you ever heard of this guy who was the greatest golfer of all female time? And never got a response. But I tell you, I'm now convined that they breed athletes as androgynes, like Tiger Woods. After the break, we got one more segment.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, I'm Rachel. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
And by the way, if you want to record a bumper, any of you guys, just call our toll-free number at 810-666-1984 and press 3 and leave a message. Or go to the main website and look for SpeakPipe for higher fidelity.
Will you send me a private message with that number again so I'll record a bumper?
Well, actually, that's through the phone. If you're going to do one, do it on SpeakPipe because then it's totally digital.
On what?
Fakeologist.com/blog. On the right side, you should see SpeakPipe.
SpeakPipe?
And SpeakPipe.
All right.
That is the... Or do it here. Do it now. Do it live! Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Hey, you want to do it now?
Fakeologist.com. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Okay, oh, sorry, you fucked it up. You got to say... Yeah. Look at the script. It's in live stream notes, in the pinned note. And we have a script there for you.
I know the script, bro. I know the script.
You've done a bunch. You've done Fetzer. You've done yourself. You do have two premium bumpers already in circulation. I don't know what more you could do.
Okay. All right. You don't get any more from me then. I'm glad my bumpers are in rotation.
No, there's still a rotation. So you can, if you want to do another one, go ahead. If you got some new act you want to try, go for it. But
I really don't. I think the ones I have in rotation are probably best.
So. No, they're good. They're definitely in rotation. But I know Velaset has put the newer ones in higher rotation. See, that's just the kind of thing a radio guy does. He just does all these little tweaks.
Got to go with the new shit. Got to go with the new shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, if you could, the best thing anyone could do, is promote the show and get the show out there and try and maybe get me on some of these other shows. Because I had Sanity for Sweden on. He's a right-wing Swedish guy. He's got 60,000 YouTube subscribers. And I get him on once a month, once every 2 months. And every time he comes on my show, the blog doubles or triples its hit count.
Oh,
so I really need to do stuff like that. You get on these very big websites, and all of us, and I'll get two or three new regulars on my site, which that's better than nothing.
Better than nothing. All you can hope for out here.
Out here on the fringe. Yeah, I got about 5-10 more minutes. If you got any final comments?
Out here in this Mad Max world of crazy content.
Oh, this is the best content.
that's about all I got. It's nice talking to you again. Nice to catch up. I'm sorry nobody else joined in the chat. That would have been fun, but yeah, here we are. Chatting it up with the old Ab.
Well, Gaia would have joined if he didn't leave the server for the 15th time.
Yeah, but then we'd be here for 3 hours.
What did you say on his chat? Because he did drop a link to Molly Chat, but I think the moderator deleted it. So now I didn't even get a chance to listen to it. So what did you say over there?
Oh, I mean, we were just talking. Like, we were just talking, you know. I said some mundane, semi-profound things, I guess, that he clipped and used in his audio. So, whatever. You know, it's not a big deal. Nothing.
Are you concerned like I am for his obsession with a dog? I'm not a pet owner, so I'm a little worried about the guy. What say you?
No, I'm not concerned. I mean, his dog is his best friend. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm allergic to dogs, and I've been attacked by at least two dogs, so I'm not a dog person.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, if he's got a dog, they're friends, whatever. I don't really.
Will you be going to Colombia on one of his guided tours?
I can say unequivocally, no.
No? Okay. You know that Rolo went.
Yes.
Did he tell you that story?
Oh, yes. No. I know all about it.
And Benoit almost went.
Yeah, see, that's not my jam at all. I would never do that.
You don't like traveling?
I love traveling, but not to Colombia. Hang out with... oh, man.
You don't want to hang out at the palace with Molly? Like,
what the fuck? Yeah, man. No, not about that.
Everything you say is going to be in the next MollyCast. MollyCast 19. You're going to be
probably,
in it.
Yeah. Well, here it is. Putting it out there.
You will not be going to Columbia.
I will.
You broke up.
No, I will not be taking part in this half-assed. Say again. Hello.
If you do go to Columbia, would you please get Rolo's camera back?
No, I will not do that.
Okay.
That camera is long gone. Sorry, buddy. Long gone.
It's been sold for food for Molly.
Geez. Are you going to cut this part out?
I know.
Oh, you're going to leave it in?
Yeah, this is good content, man.
Yeah,
anything
it's good
controversial?
Content.
Oh, it's good content.
It's good content.
Very good content. That's what it's all about. It's about the content. It's not about the audio or the person. It's about the content.
It's all content about the is content. King.
People want good content. They love controversy. They love dirty laundry, as Don Henley said. They love dirty laundry. Oh, God, do people never get enough of dirty laundry?
I know, right? Yeah.
And you know, the people that rule over us in the political class, their dirty laundry is never, it's always crap. It's not even good. Not good content. Like the January 6th thing is not good content. Not in the least.
Dude, they're hammering hard on the January 6th thing now because the whole congressional hearing that's going on. That's all I hear about if I turn on the radio.
I know, but it's not good content. It's not compelling. It's such a nothing burger. There's no way you can dress it up.
No, it sucks. It's like, I mean, it's so fucked. It's completely fucked, that whole narrative. And it's like, I can't believe people even care about this. No one cares about that. Really.
I don't. It does suck. Anyway, I'm done. I got to go hit the hay. It was nice chatting with you. And come back anytime on the server. I'll be back tomorrow in the morning. So if you wanna come back, I'll be out. I'll be out early tomorrow for a few hours.
Alrighty then. Good chats. No dirty laundry.
Great hangs. Great hangs, buddy. Great hangs.
Peace.
Peace out.